Praise the Lord. Welcome to our baby dedication service this morning. You can be seated. And we welcome all of our children. We have, I believe, nine, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight children that are being dedicated here today. And we hope they're all here. If they're not, that's fine. We understand that some come in a little bit later. But we want to continue into ministry here this morning. We welcome all of our guests that are with us to our normally our adult Sunday school class from 10 to 11. The rest of our classes will come in at our main service at 11 o'clock, and we are going to have a wonderful time today. It's going to be our Christmas Singspiration and choirs and solos and instrumentals and etc. With a little bit of ministry on the intermission from Pastor concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the birth of our Savior. So we're going to have a wonderful time in our main service starting at 11 o'clock. So we certainly encourage you, if your child is being dedicated today, or if you are a loved one, a family member, that you've come alone with the children that are being dedicated, we encourage you to stay with us at our 11 o'clock service. And we hope that you most certainly will. Several of these are our own, our members, that families are growing, and it's always an honor to dedicate their children. And we've got some young men, some young ladies that we dedicated years ago who are now grown up and in the ministry. Boy, that makes me feel a little old, but out there doing the work of God, and we're excited about it. So we dedicate them today, but we know it takes a lifetime of raising and training, instructing and blessing, caring, protecting, providing, and the list goes on and on of these precious boys and girls that are being dedicated today. This is just a little bitty door opening. It's our way of saying, God, you gave life to us. And we are recognizing that you have given us this precious baby, and we want to let you know that we're going to care for them the best of our ability according to the Word of God. Pastor has always said that baby dedications actually is not for the baby. It certainly does not put them in heaven, if you think that's what's taking place here today. It is not the case. Baby dedication is actually for the parents. And it's us saying, God, we give this child back to you, because we know that we do not have the ability to provide and care and watch over them all the time. And it's our way of saying, God, when they're out of our sight, they will be in your sight. And we want you to care for them and love them and provide for them. So we want to read from the Word of God here today. And we're going to spend about 10 minutes, maybe 15 at the most, talking a little bit from the scripture of the importance of taking your child, this baby, this gift of life that is in your hands, taking this gift of life and making sure that you do everything necessary to give them the tools, to give them the knowledge and the wisdom, and to teach them the ways of God in such a way that when they grow up on their own, you can cleave to the promise of the Word of God that says, train up a child in the way that he/she, of course, should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. Well, the only way you can claim that promise is if you do your part of the stipulation that we as parents are obedient to the Word of God, where it says, train up your child. And that is what we want to learn a little bit about here today, get in our heart, in our mind, and in our spirits. How many of you know we live in an untoward generation? That means a generation that is going away from God. You know, we live in a world that is not, they're not coming to God. They are going away from God. All the rules, all the laws, all the commandments that are being written today by the government of the United States of America are not rules and laws that are bringing us to God, but they are shoving us away from God. They're trying to take God out of our anthems and out of our pledge allegiance to the flag. They're trying to remove God out of that, remove God out of school, remove God out of anything and everything out there. We are in an untoward generation, the Bible says. And so it is up to me as a parent. It's up to you as a parent to do everything that we can to put God in our children, to put the ways of God in them, the teachings of God in them, so that when they step out into the real world, they go out into this world, we have given them as much as we can so that, like Moses, when they are challenged by Egypt, will stand and say, I would rather suffer the afflictions of the children of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin, of the seasons of this world, of sin, but for a season. He said, I choose the afflictions of the children of God rather than the ways of Egypt. And that's what we want our children to do. Amen? Amen. We're going to read from 2 Kings. You can remain seated. All you mothers are snuggled in and settled in with the little ones, so we're not going to make it. Just stand in your heart. Stand in your spirit. Know that this is the word, and so let's give attention to it and honor to it. 2 Kings chapter 11 and verse number 1. And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw her son was dead. Now he was the ruling king. Ahaziah was the ruling king. He died. We don't know how. Sickness. Something happened that he passed. When his mother saw that this heir to the throne, this king, this prince, had died, it says that she arose and destroyed all the royal seed. What an evil individual. She destroyed all of the royal seed. We're talking about her own sons. We're not talking about strangers. This woman, Athaliah, she arose and she went and killed all of the other potential heirs to the throne. Why? Because she wanted to rule in the kingdom. She wanted to be the one that sat up on the throne and ruled in the kingdom. We continue on. Verse number 2. But Jehoshaphat, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah. So now we have one of her sons. She went out. You know, you wonder in your mind, how can a mother be so detached from her own children that she doesn't realize one's missing? That she doesn't realize that there's one out there she didn't kill. Or maybe by chance she just sent soldiers out to do it. And when they came back and reported she took their word and she just assumed that they had all been destroyed. And so we find here that the sister of Ahaziah took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain. And they hid him. Everybody say they hid him. Even him and his nurse. So they didn't hide him by himself. They hid him with the nurse, right? Someone to take care of him, to raise him properly. Hid him and his nurse in the bedchamber from Athaliah so that he was not slain. Verse number 3. And he was with her hid. Everybody say, in the house of the Lord. Say, hid in the house of the Lord. Say, not at home, not at the babysitter, not in the honky-tonk, huh? Say, in the house of the Lord. Hid in the house of the Lord. For 6 years, and Athaliah did reign over the land. And the seventh year, so there came a time when they had hid the child, but there came a time when they said, okay, he is now of age where we can bring him forth back out. And we don't have time to read all of that, but he's now of age when we can bring him forth back out and let the kingdom know that there is still an heir to the throne, that Athaliah did not destroy them all. Father, we come to you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, and I pray for the next few minutes that you would touch my mind and my heart and help me to speak into the hearts of these mothers, speak into the hearts of these fathers, God, that have brought these children to dedicate them today, that we can understand that there is a devil out there who wants to destroy our children. There is a system, a governmental system, that wants to destroy our children. But we have the power to hide them in the house of God, where they can learn of the ways of God. And when the time is right, you will send them forth, and they will be children of the King. Lord, I just pray you touch us. Give us that burden, God. Touch our heart and our mind. Strengthen us, Lord, to have the courage to do this, the discipline to do it, God. And everybody say amen. Say, Jesus, help me. Amen. We find in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8, the word of the Lord says, be sober. Everybody say, be sober. Be diligent. Because you're who? Your adversary, it's 1 Peter 5 and 8, Sister Don. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, does what? He walketh about seeking. Everybody say seeking. Let me tell you something. You leave your child up to chance. And you say, well, I'm not teaching them evil. I'm not giving them evil. You don't have to give them evil. There's an evil one out there who will seek them out to destroy them. You can't be neutral in this. Say, I can't be neutral. I can't say, well, no, I'm not going to bring them to church, but neither am I going to teach them the ways of the devil. I'm not going to necessarily teach them the ways of God, but I'm not going to show them the ways of evil. You cannot be neutral in this. You must be aggressive. You, as the parent, must take charge of this precious child that God has given you, and you must hide them in the house of God, because there is a world and there is a devil that is seeking after them to destroy them, to devour them, the word of God says. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, hey, this dude knows what he's talking about. So be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, as a luring, as a drawing, he has a voice. He calls after them. As a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now look at the word of God. And when Athaliah, the mother of Uzziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed the royal seed. I touched on this already here today, but we are living in a generation where the world and the government and our leaders, and don't misunderstand, Pastor, the Bible commands us to pray for our leaders, pray for our government, pray for our president and the senators and the congressmen and all of these. We are to seek the face of God for them, and we are to pray for them, but we are not to be ignorant of their devices, the Bible says. Do not be ignorant of their devices. They are not for God. They are not writing laws that will defend the way of belief of the word of God. Instead, they are doing just the opposite. What are they doing? They are rising up and they are destroying the royal seed. They are trying to take every advantage away from your children and drag every advantage, every opportunity that they might find God or meet God or run into God or be taught about God or introduced to God in some form or fashion, somewheres in this world. They are removing all of that. There used to be a day that even when I was a child, they gave us 5 minutes and we would pray. And there was nothing wrong with a teacher talking about God. There was nothing wrong with instructors saying things about God. But they have removed all of that. They destroyed the seed royal in our education system. And so when you send your children to school on Monday, if there's school Monday, I don't know, we're in the holidays. Is there school Monday? I've got kids, but only my wife knows what they do. Okay. Wow, and I'm teaching on baby dedication. So I'm just kidding. I know when they get money. So you kids are going to get up in the morning. They're going to go to school. And your teacher's going to get up there, and she's going to open a book. And he or she is going to tell your children that they evolved from some mucky substance under a hidden cliff during the times of acidic environment of this earth. And somehow a little amoeba formed and divided into two cells, then three cells. And next thing you know, they were this slimy looking little catfish that crawled their way out of the water. And then they somehow got up on hind legs. And eventually they made their way to trees and somehow made their way out of trees. And hello! And that is what they're going to be taught, rather than in the beginning, God. Oh, hallelujah. So if they're going to go to school and if they're going to hear that junk, then guess what, Mom? Guess what, Dad? If they're going to hear in the beginning, God created all things and God spoke into existence and God breathed the breath of life into man. If they're going to hear that, it's not going to be from the school system. It's not going to be from the neighborhood. It's not going to be from the YMCA. It's not going to be from the world or the government or the system or anything like that. It's going to be from me and it's going to be from you. We must hide them in the house of God. So we have got to bring our kids somewheres where they will hear the voice of God. We've got to bring them, and you say, but they're so young, it's not going to matter. It does matter. You can't wait till they're five. In fact, I'll tell you what. You want to hear about science? Science will tell you that your child will learn 70% of everything his brain will ever store by the time he is 5 years old. The pattern of his personality, the pattern of his character, the pattern of his thought belief, the pattern of his theology. Everything will be set and ground in a foundation by the time he's five. We know the Holy Ghost can change that. But why allow all that junk get in there if I'm going to let me start while he's better able to even know what's going on? And as he grows up, someone dancing in church will be common to him and it won't freak him out. Someone talking in tongues will be common to her and it won't freak her out. Someone with their face on the ground crying out to God will be common to them and it won't freak them out. I want to build a foundation. I want to hide them in the house of God. I want to put them with the nurse. We live in a world, we live in a generation that they are trying to destroy the royal seed. Let's go on, I only got a couple of more minutes. They stole him away. They put him in the house of God and they put him with the nurse. That's the church. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, even so much as you see that end day approaching. You need to bring your kid to the house of God. Listen to me. You need to bring your children. You parent, get up, get your lazy out of bed. Fill in the blanks. Get yourself up. Get out of bed. Get here at 9:45. Get your children in Sunday school. They're the nurses. Bring your kid to the house of God. Put them in the Sunday school class. Let them learn about Noah. Let them learn about Moses. Let them learn about Joseph. Let them learn about Abraham. Woo! Abraham, I don't even know the song anymore. Abraham, Abraham, put your right foot in. I don't know. I don't care either. But I learned about him. I heard about him. I knew about him.
My son went out for some college friends of his a few days ago, and there were six or seven of them, and he started talking to them about things that are just common to him. It blew their mind. One of them had never walked into a church in their entire life. Here they are, 21 years old, have never walked through the doors of God. Athaliah's out there seeking to devour the royal seed. He talked about very common things. Moses, Noah, Abraham. Who are they? I never heard of them. I don't know what you're talking about. What's going on? What are you speaking? We don't need that for our kids. We need to prepare them. Bring them to the house of God. Put them in the hands of the nurse. Put them in Sunday school. Put them in deeper life class when they grow up. Put them whatever it is that they need to be. Put them in the hands of the nurse. She'll take care of them. The church will help you raise your children if you'll let us. You hide him there long enough, the time will come. And one day you'll see them worshiping God on their own. One day you'll see them bringing Johnny and Susie and Anika, Takamakahoe and Lakatakashika. Amen. From every culture, from every language, from every background, thank God for the real church. Thank God for the real church. And they'll be bringing them to the house of God, introducing them to what? To the nurse. Why? I want to introduce you to the nurse. I want to introduce you to the church. Took care of me when I was young. My mom had killed all of the royal seed, the world, the government, the ways of the world. Born in sin and iniquity was I conceived. The mother earth killed all that was of God, but I was hid in the chambers with the nurse. I heard about God. I was taught about God. And now they bring someone else in there and they introduce them to the nurse. And the power of God's able to reach and touch them and change them. You want to keep your kids off drugs? I want to tell you something. You better listen to Pastor. If you think a better neighborhood will keep your kids off drugs, you got another thing coming. You want to know what happens when you go from the low-income neighborhood to the high-income neighborhood? You just get more expensive drugs. You go from the cheap drugs to the expensive drugs. It don't change anything. Devil's everywhere. In fact, he's more infested and more intertwined where the money is than anywhere else. He's just more deceptive and more deceiving in the fashions, causing men and women to believe in themselves and trust in themselves and be self-sufficient and self-educated and self-providing and all of these things while they die in their sins. You want to keep your kids off drugs. You don't want to be alcoholics. You don't want to be going into a courtroom at 16 years old because they were caught breaking an entry or hurting someone or found a gun and accidentally used it, didn't mean to, but hurt someone or killed someone, and now they're facing years in prisons and all kinds of. You want to prevent all of that? You got to stop. You got to start right now. You got to start today. If that Brother Faircloth, are we dedicating one of yours here today? I think there's a little old tiny thing over there. I don't know. She's just a few months old. Mama got her. Mama got him. Him. That's a him, right? Yeah, because otherwise he had a pink blanket. Okay. That's about the only way you can tell when that little. Boys and girls, they both have two ears and a nose and two eyes. It's kind of hard to tell when it's small. So you just got to get the blanket. That little fella right there, you'll be amazed what he's absorbing. You'll be amazed what he's taking in. Day after day after day after day. You want to keep them from that system? You want to keep them from Athaliah? You want to hide them from the one that's killing the royal seed? Then you have got to hide them in the house of God. Okay, parents with children, let's stand. So what are you saying, Pastor? Let's stand. All right, we're going to have, line you up this way. We're going to have, Mom is Marcia Elliott. I can read that. Aiden. Aiden's right here. Elena is right here. Jaden is right here. Are y'all paying attention? Because my church never does. So y'all paying attention? Okay. Aubrey, right here. Josiah, right here. Moms and dads, aunts and uncles, thirds, cousins, pets. You can all bring them up for the pictures. Odine and his sister. We can't pronounce sister. We just can't pronounce sister's name, but we'll get it before it's over. Odine and sister and family right here. Joshua's right here. And Tyler's right here. Okay, we got that. We figured all that out. So that's going to line you up, going to line you up across. Listen, you're going to turn and face me. Pictures are later. Pictures are in a second. You're going to turn and face me. I'm still talking. Turn and face me. All parents, all children. Hey, gorgeous. Turn and face me. Everybody's facing pastor. I'm not done yet. We'll do pictures. Y'all can come up here on the platform with the cameras if you want and take pictures this way. That's a very good suggestion, Pastor. We'll do that. Okay, if you have cameras, come up here on the platform and take pictures this way. So all that'll make the families face me. So everybody coming up, you're going to face Pastor. We're going to talk to you for just a second. You can line up. Get in front of the one you're taking a picture on. Just come line up right over here and snip, 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 snip. Yeah. Okay. All right, listen to Pastor. You listen. I believe in distraction. You're not moms, dads. I'm talking. Look at me. I'm talking. Over on the other end. Hallelujah. There we go. This way. There we go. Okay, good. Thank you. All right. Everybody's looking at Pastor. Hey, Joe, get out of the way, son. Everybody's looking at Pastor. Okay. Thank you. I believe in education. All my kids have college degrees, but you can't hide them in education. It won't work. I believe in being financially stable. I believe in hard work and jobs. But you can't hide them in money. It won't work. I believe in all the protections of the diseases that come our way and watching over our children. But you can't hide them in those areas. You can only hide them in one place. What's up, buddy? And that's the house of God. I want all my parents to say, I must hide my child in the house of God. Now, you listen to Pastor, and you listen to me real good. You can dedicate that child today, but if you take that baby right back out into the world, and you go live your sinful life, and you drink, and you smoke, and you dance, and that's just some little trivial things I named. And you do the things that whatever you do, or you live your sinful world, or you watch your ungodly media, you do whatever it is that you do. And then you point your finger at that child and say, now, boy, don't do as I do. Do as I say. It'll never work. It'll never work. And this dedication today means nothing. This dedication only has value, mom and dad, if you make a commitment to God. You make a commitment. You do your part. You train the child up in the way that he should go. He said, and when he gets old, I will make sure he don't depart from the ways. I'll do that. And if they do, I'll bring them back. It might be on the deathbed, but I'll get them back. You do your part, I'll do my part. And so we have to be faithful to our part. So what are we doing today? We are dedicating our little ones to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're saying, God, my arm is only so long. Mom, stretch that arm out. Stretch that arm out. If that baby gets right here, he's out of reach. My arm's only so long, right? Mom, keep your eye on me. Don't take you off me. Don't put your arm down, but keep your eye on me. Keep your eye on me. Keep your... You can only see so much. So what are we doing, God? We're saying, Lord, when he's out of my reach, he's in yours. And when she's out of my sight, she's in yours. And that's what I'm doing today. I'm dedicating my child to you so you will watch, you will protect, you will love, you will care. I'll do what I can. But then, God, I can trust that you would do the rest. So that's what we're doing here today. We're going to pray for these precious children. We're going to pray for mom. Congregation, if you would stand, and I want you to stretch your hands forward. We're going to pray for mom and dad, and all you that are behind them, just reach your hands out, lay hands on them. If I got ministry here, you're welcome to walk around, and some of my ministry is dedicating babies. We're going to pray, but I want to pray for the parents first. So stretch your hands forward, congregation, if you will. Father, I come to you right now for these parents, and I just ask you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lay hands, Father, in the power of the Holy Ghost, and I just pray for mom and dad, and I just, Lord, ask you, put wisdom and knowledge and courage and understanding into them, God, and minister to them in the power of the Holy Ghost. Touch them, Lord God, with your glory. Touch them with your anointing, Father. Oh, Father, put courage in their heart. Put dedication and consecration. Lord God, let them see and understand that the house of God is so important. The house of God is so important. Lord, help these parents to bring these precious children, Lord, to the house of God, to hide them in the house of God. Father, it is our prayer. Lord, we lay hands on these parents right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to watch over them. You're going to care them. You're going to help them provide for their children. You're going to protect them, God, and give them strength, Lord, that they can continue, Father, in bringing these precious children to the house of God. So we pray it and we speak it in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father, as a parent, Lord God, I make a commitment to you today. Oh, listen to this prayer, parents. I make a commitment to you today, God, that I will bring my son. I will bring my daughter. I will hide them in the house of God. I will bring them to the house of God. Oh, Lord, I will let them, God, be in the arms of the nurse. They will be taught, God. They will be instructed. They will learn of you. They will be blessed by you, God. They will be protected by you, Lord. I make that commitment to you, God, with the best of my ability. Lord, you give me the strength and I'll bring them. You provide the way and I'll be there. God, I say it in the mighty name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Father and Mom, I want you to take your hand and put it on the forehead of that child right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you and we pray for these children. You see the parents, they've made a commitment. Now, in authority of the word of God, we lay hands upon these children and we dedicate them to you, oh God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood. Father, we pray a protection from all child diseases upon these children, that you would watch over them, God, that they would not, Lord, conceive any of these childhood diseases, but they would be protected from them, God, that you would keep strength in their bodies. And Father, we pray, Lord, that when they're out of the sight of mom and out of the sight of dad, you got an angel. Father, we speak it right now, an angel that is being dispatched for every one of these children. Lord, when they leave this place here today, an angel is going to go with them. That angel is never going to leave their side. That angel is always going to be there, watching and protecting in the powerful name of Jesus. We give this life to you, God. We give our child, we dedicate our child back to you. And we thank you, Father. We know you're going to help us. We know you're going to increase us. You're going to strengthen us and give us the wisdom and the knowledge to care for our children. We dedicate our child to you. And all the parents say, in Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. And I want to tell you, it works. It works. When you've got that angel watching and that little one gets in trouble, that angel will come touch you. When my firstborn, Caleb, I remember when he was just like 1.5, 2, he just started walking, and I had walked around a fence line, and I was working on a pull pump. And while I was working on that pull pump, instantly, something came to my mind and about Caleb, and go check on Caleb. And I jumped up and I ran around the fence. And right when I ran around the fence, he was falling backwards. into the pool. And I saw him hit the pool and came down. And from underneath the water, his eyes was open. His little hand was reaching up, and he was sinking to the bottom when I reached in and pulled that baby out of the water. Let me tell you something. Without God, I'd only have three kids today. And I would be mourning the loss of my firstborn. I'm telling you, you dedicate yourself to God. You dedicate these children to God. There's an angel going to go with them everywhere as they go. And God is going to help you raise these children. In Jesus' name, praise God. Church, let's come down. Okay, parents, now you can turn around. Church, let's come down and congratulate our parents with these beautiful kids. Don't stand there and start moving. Come on. No, you guys don't ever want to leave your seat when I ask you to do this. Get down here and don't touch the baby. Just wave at it and smile. Don't touch the baby. All right? That baby don't need your germs. But